You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the 5th of March, Aotearoa author Lauren Keenan released her debut novel, The Space Between, via Penguin Books. Set in Aotearoa in 1860 during the Taranaki Wars, the historical fiction novel explores themes of alienation through the lives of two women who struggle to reconcile their pasts. I spoke with Lauren about the novel and the feedback it's received since its release.
For listeners who may not know, can you begin by telling us what The Space Between is about?
It's a book about two women set in the 6 weeks prior to the First Taranaki War in the beginning of 1860. One's a Māori woman, one's a Pākehā settler woman who's recently come to New Zealand from England after her family lost their money. Frances, the settler woman, she used to be engaged to a man called Henry, and he broke her heart terribly and tragically. And as the book opens, she's a new Plymouth. She doesn't really like it very much. She's quite unsettled by this strange new place. And then she bumps into Henry after all those years. And not only does she see him again, realise he's alive, because she'd previously wondered if he was dead, she finds out he's married to a local Māori woman called Mataria, who's the other protagonist in the book. What happens then is both women are both then go on a relative journey of self-discovery, set in the backdrop of the events that culminate in the First Taranaki War. And I think that's the context setting without wanting to give away too much more.
What are some of the themes that you explore in The Space Between?
So the key overarching theme is people who sit in that space between. You know, it's about two women who don't really fit in anywhere. Frances doesn't get on terribly well with her family. She's, in her own words, a spinster. She doesn't quite fit in the new society in which she's moved to, the colonial New Zealand. Her mother and other members of her family really struggle with the class structure that's completely eroded around them, what they're used to. She's quite lonely, and she's not strange from her own sister back in England, but they've kind of fallen into a period of silence, so she's... She doesn't really feel that she belongs. Mataria is very similar to Frances in that way, and that she also does not belong in her family. She was taken as a slave when she was a child. She returned later on, and her own family, her sister, is quite cruel to her.
What was the writing process like for you? Was there much research involved?
Yeah, I did my master's thesis many years ago when I was at university myself on the Waitangi Tribunal and claims to the Waitangi Tribunal, including the Taranaki claim. Mm-hmm. I looked at all the evidence that was presented in the 90s to the Waitangi Tribunal and kind of juxtaposed that against the final report that was written. And being deep in the academic detail of it was part of the thesis, but the whole time I'd find myself being incredibly distracted by the stories and the stories of the people that lived through that, and I just stayed with me all these years, that question, what did it feel like to live through those times? So that definitely formed the basis for my research, and then later on I did an awful lot more research as well, just to make sure what I wrote was accurate, was as historically representative as possible. So as a historian by training, I think I kind of had a head start on that, but I certainly had to do a lot more reading about social etiquette, social norms, just little details. But I do think it was a really interesting process. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I learned so much in writing it.
Do you think the ideas sort of culminated eventually in the writing of this book, or have you kind of had the idea that you've wanted to write a novel about this for a while?
I think there's two things in that. I really enjoy psychology, and I think the idea of stories about people who don't fit in is something that has permeated quite a bit of my writing, but with various contexts. You know, I think we all know how it can feel at times to not quite fit, not quite be part of a place that you want to be a part of, or not quite fit in with the group of people that you're with. Because the universal experience to a certain degree, some of course have it more than others, different phases of their lives as well. So I guess that's one part of it, the universal experience, which is relatable now. The second part of it being colonial New Zealand, the New Zealand Wars, 1860. Like, I'm a big advocate of our history, teaching our history, learning our history, and understanding our history in a really accessible way. And I think Space Between was me bringing those two threads together.
How do you generally go about writing?
I'm still kind of evolving, I think, how I write, because writing for me has always been a hobby. Like, it's just something that I did for fun.
Yeah.
For myself and my own time. And that's what I did for like a decade. You know, it's just what I did on a weekend when I didn't really have much else to do, or I'd do it on a Friday night as a way of kind of almost decompressing. And that's what all my writing was for many, many years. Just for fun. Never really expected it to to get anywhere. I wrote a couple of novels that I never edited because I kind of lost interest in them and moved on. And then when my first book got published in the end of 2020, it's a non-fiction book of pop psychology called The 52-Week Project, How I Fixed My Life by Trying a New Thing Every Day for a Year. It was picked up of a slush pile, and I hadn't really expected at that point to be a published author. And then soon after that, my second book got published, a kid's book, Amarangi and Millie's Trip Through Time. It's about a couple of kids who time travel back in time, and they meet their ancestors, they meet their 2.0. But both of those two books I developed with writing as a hobby kind of in my own time, and at the point that they were finished, I'd submitted them and they got published. But I think after those two books got published, everything kind of tipped on its head, and suddenly it wasn't just a hobby, it became a thing, writing. And I think I'm still finding my way and how my writing method is when, for the first time in my life, people were actually interested in what I have to write.
Yeah, right. How did it feel to finish writing The Space Between? Was it sort of a catharsis?
It's funny, I always wanted to write a novel, and I wrote a novel years and years and years ago, and I remember writing the end and being like, yeah, I've written a novel, I'm awesome, this is awesome. But at the time, I had absolutely no appreciation of the hardest part of writing a book, which is actually the editing, is what I find. So I think about old me, who just felt so smug that I'd written a very average, substandard novel. So it wasn't the finishing of it in the first draft sense. It was, you know, the draft that's published is probably like draft 8. So it's almost the moment that you see it as a book. That's the moment when you feel like it's all worth it.
This book came out through Penguin.
Yes.
Did you work with the editors there on this?
I did. And it's funny being edited. Like, it's such an amazing process because you realise how you think you're, you know, my understanding of the English language is what it is. But as soon as you're exposed to people who are just really, really good with language and really, really good with grammar, it can be quite confronting to realise sometimes the way that you put things isn't necessarily the best way.
Mm.
But it's an iterative process, and I really, really enjoyed the editors that I worked with.
Yeah, that's great. Editing
really
is...
I enjoyed it. It was great.
Editing really is a sort of whole other can of worms, isn't it?
It's not my natural place. I like writing. No.
Yeah.
The editing is kind of, the way I think of it is the first draft, you're right, you put in all the ingredients in the bowl, but the editing is when you're actually cooking the cake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Because when I look back on my very, very, very first draft, The Space Between, and I compare it to the final product, there's a lot that's still there. Like, the skeletons are still there, but some of the meat has changed.
What sort of feedback have you had since the book has released?
Like, I'm absolutely delighted with the reviews. I think it feels weird to talk about positive reviews. I don't want to sound like an egomaniac, but the reviews are good, and I'm absolutely delighted by that. All I wanted with this book was to tell a story about our own history and about people who don't feel like they belong, and to find readers, and I really hope that I continue to do so.
Are you working on anything new at the moment, Lauren, or are you just kind of decompressing after?
I am working on two new things at the moment. I'm working on a non-fiction, which will come out later this year. Penguin will be coming out with more details about that in due course, I'm sure. But about New Zealand history again. And I'm also starting another historic fiction novel, which will be set not in the exact same time period as The Space Between, probably a little bit earlier.
Awesome.
Writing, there's so many different ways to tell a story. And I think I'm just trying to, not so much say, I don't want to sell myself short by saying I'm telling the same story over and over in different ways, but you know, I have a kid's book that looks at New Zealand history, a non-fiction book, an adult fiction book, and it's just about finding different people who absorb information in different ways, and again, like I said earlier, just finding a home for these stories in a way that hopefully resonates, and I don't want to say educates because it sounds boring, but I love reading a good historic fiction myself, and you go away and you've had a really good read and you understand these characters and you're really invested in it, but you go away and you also realise that you know something that you didn't know before, and for me that's like the ultimate reading experience that I really, really hope to emulate in this book.
That was Aotearoa author Lauren Keenan speaking to me about her debut novel, The Space Between. You can purchase The Space Between at your local bookstore. This is Clover by Landlords.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.